From News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Gail DeLauder. Houston voters only have about an hour left to cast ballots in today's election. There is a race to fill the seat in the 18th Congressional District, as well as an at-large seat on Houston City Council. Texans statewide are also voting on 17 proposed constitutional amendments. Houston voter Gina Alvarado brought her nine-month-old son to the polls.
Having right here next to me, you know, our future example, and I definitely want to show him that voting is important and using your voice is important and, you know, speaking up for others who maybe can't use their voice.
Meanwhile, the busy polling location at the West Gray Multi-Service Center is seeing a lot of last-minute voters. News 88.7's Dominic Anthony Walsh is there.
The line is long, stretching over 100 feet, folks waiting upwards of an hour to cast their ballot. And one of the things I've heard in common among those who've been waiting to vote is that even though it's an off-year election with only state and local items on the ballot, they feel it's important to vote in every election. And they think those who stayed home should come out while there's still time to cast their ballot before 7 p.m.
And once the polls close, we'll have complete election analysis here on News 88.7. And you can also watch our coverage at HoustonPublicMedia.org. HISD plans to give out food to help people affected by the government shutdown. Superintendent Mike Miles says they're planning a major effort.
Every weekend for the next four weekends, I believe we will work with the Houston Food Bank to provide distribution of food at Hattie Mae. That's the administration building.
Miles says the district will also continue distributing food at least once a week at the Sunrise Centers. Also amid the shutdown, the Houston airport system is advising passengers to arrive early. The airport system says TSA wait times at Bush Airport could exceed 45 minutes on Wednesday. Clear skies are expected this evening. Overnight lows should go down to about 59 degrees. I'm Gail DeLauder, News 88.7.